The Lord be with you.
With your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him will not be condemned, but whoever does not believe has already been condemned, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. The Gospel of the Lord. Today we celebrate the Feast of the Holy Trinity. One or two remarks before we get to reflect on the mystery of the Trinity. In the first half of my life as a priest, we didn't have homilies, we had sermons. And people came to church and the priest told you what you should do and what you should not do. So people came to find answers. And then post-Vatican II, we graduated into homilies. And the homily which has most impact is not the one that answers the questions, it's the one who prompts a question, so that when people finish reflecting on a homily, they have more questions than they had before they began. Sometimes I meet people after Mass and say, I didn't agree with something you said in homily. I say, that's very good, means you listened. When people come out and say, I have no idea what you said, not good. No impact. I am very conscious that, especially in the present age and here at Holy Family, we are dealing with an educated laity. People who are analytical, well-informed, and therefore homilies have to somehow represent a recognition of the community to which we speak. Therefore, I'm inclined to be diligent about preparing homilies. The second preamble is, on last Sunday we had Pentecost Sunday, and I did the Mass at 8 o'clock, it was live-streamed, and I spoke about the coming of the Holy Spirit, and I spoke about the Trinity, the three persons in one. I spoke about the fact that the soul doesn't yearn to be free, the soul yearns to belong, because we're made in the image of the Trinity, and the Trinity, three persons in one, united in perfect love, and therefore they are three made into one because of perfect love. Ronald Rollheiser, in his book, The Holy Longing, paraphrases Plato. He says, we are fired into life with a madness that comes from the gods that makes us believe we are destined for a great love, one great love. Not a love for 90 days, not a love for 1 year, but a love for life. That's the yearning of the soul. We're looking for a church to which we can belong in some kind of permanence, not just for the moment, but to belong to a community, to pray together, to integrate, to bless one another, forgive one another, to belong. And that all happens because we are a reflection of the Creator. We are a reflection of the Trinity. I spoke about that last week. I'd like to look at the Trinity in a different teaching today. The Trinity being the symbol of divine harmony. Now a sign is static. A sign points you out. There's no life in a sign. It's just there. The symbol, however, invites you in. A symbol is alive. A symbol gives you a teaching, a deeper understanding. The symbol of divine harmony. I would like to speak about the Trinity as the symbol of divine harmony. And since we are made in the image of God, we belong to creation. Creation reflects the Trinity God. Consider this. We have the seasons of life. The springtime of birth, the miracle of birth. Summertime, the afterglow. The prosperity of being born, celebrating the good times of life. And then we have the fall, which is a dying experience. We have a fall. And the darkness of the winter, the emptiness, the poverty, the loneliness, that's the winter experience. And there's a harmony in the cycles and seasons of life. Now, tragically enough, in our prosperous growing, we have damaged, we've polluted the natural harmony of God's presence in creation. That's another homily sometime. But it's more than that. It means we belong to the cycles of life. We too belong to creation. We too reflect in the manner of our day-to-day living. We reflect the Trinity, the harmony of the cycles of life. Belongs to every one of us in some way. An ancient goddess in Greek mythology is Tyche, and she was represented in the Roman lexicon of goddesses by Fortuna. Fortuna is the god of fortune, good fortune, ill fortune, a very powerful goddess, Fortuna. And in the Middle Ages, the Christians Christianized the goddess of fortune, the unfolding of life given to us by Fortuna. And we had in both Tyche and in Fortuna, we had a circle of life. There's a circle of life. And when it was made into the Christian symbol, you'll find it in cathedrals in Europe. The road of Fortuna, the circle of life. At the top of the circle, this image of a man with a crown on his head. And underneath it says, Regno, I have power. It's the summertime of life. And then beginning clockwise, this way for you, we have a man falling, and the crown is falling from his head. And the Latin, regnavi, I used to have power. And down at the bottom of the circle, there's a man downcast, holding a crown, with the Latin, sum sine regno, I have no power. That's the winter. We have the fall. This is a winter of life. And then, going back in the circle, we have regnabo, I will have power. And go back to, this is the springtime of being reborn, and we're into the regno into the top of the circle. It's meant to be a reflection of our lives. It happens to every one of us in some way. We have the summertime, the prosperity, all is well. My health is good, my family is good, all is well. And then we have the dying, loneliness, betrayal, could be a painful divorce. Somebody loses a job. Children get in trouble. Poverty enters in, homelessness, whatever it is. It's the dying experience. Belongs to every one of us in some way. And then we have the winter of failure, the winter of being despondent, being empty. And then, because we have faith in the center, all the spokes in the center go to Christ. Christ is in the summertime. Christ is in the fall. Christ is in the darkness. And Christ is in the rebirth in the springtime. And where Christ is, you have the Trinity. God is not divided. The Father and I are one. We'll send you the Spirit. The fullness of God is in the Trinity and the center of the circle. Therefore, for people of faith, we can see the weaving of God in the circle of life. People without faith will become totally despondent, hopeless, empty, radically impoverished. But people of faith will follow the circle of life and begin to see with the eyes of faith. Once you see with the eyes of faith, you will follow a divine economy, the circle of life. I have learned more, and my faith has been tested and renewed in the darkness of winter. Success. Success fed my ego. In times of great failure in my life, in darkness, when I was discouraged and I was empty, and I was unsure of where I was going, and I was down at the bottom, sum sine regno, I have no power, I'm lost. This is when my faith was renewed. This is when I turned to God and said, "Where are you?" And I heard the voice saying, "You are in the circle of life. Believe and you will be reborn. Believe and you will understand life in a new way. Because Christ, the Trinity, is at the center of all human experience." But only people of faith can see that. Stand in the moment, therefore, all spiritual counsel will tell you, stand in the moment. Most of you, maybe every one of you, might have read Eckhart Tolle, you know, The Power of Now. Don't live in the past. Some people live in the glory of the past because there's nothing today. Some people live in the wounds of the past, the unhealed wounds. I'm carrying resentment. I'm carrying anger. That's where I live. I'm not living in the present moment. Other people live in the future. They're anxious. They're worried about what might happen, what could happen, what they think will happen, what they predict will happen, and it makes them overwhelmed with anxiety. Well, if you have a dream, you must live your dream now, not being miserable now and living the dream in the future. That's Eckhart Tolle. And this book was so powerful. It wasn't a Christian book. It sold multiple copies because people related to this. So think about how the weaving of God, I look at my own life and say, how did I end up at Holy Family? I mean, this wasn't part of my plan. I mean, I had a plan. My plan was great success. I was going to be prominent. I was looking. And then darkness entered in, and the poverty of life visited me. And I was empty, and the voice of the Lord says, believe, have faith. Allow yourself to be led by a power which is beyond this world. That's the teaching of the Trinity. And it appears in the life of each and every one of us. We will be born, we will prosper. We will prosper. Then we will die, we'll fall, and we'll have a winter experience. And in the power of the Holy Spirit, believing in the Trinity, we will be reborn. See, we think that summer is going to last forever. I've spoken in the past about Stein's Law. This fellow, Stein, was an economist, and in 1986, he made this prediction, which is so simple, but people don't think about it. Speaking about the economy, he said, if something isn't going to last forever, it will stop. Really? Jesus, yum. Yeah. If it's not going to last forever, it'll stop. We want a flourishing church. We want a church that's all-powerful, a perfect church, a church that's sinless. And we go through the fall, and we're down here in darkness, and we're struggling, and we're praying to be reborn. And we'll only be reborn if we believe, if we walk in faith. But we must go through the divine cycle, and in the cycle, we have to find a reflection of divine harmony. That's the meaning of the Trinity. So wherever you are in your life, in the circle of life, take a second look. Look with the eyes of faith now, and you will see the weaving of God in your life. You know, I've heard people say the world is so chaotic. Well, the world isn't chaotic. We are chaotic. We are the world that's in chaos. We've lost our way in many, many respects, you know. We're not seeing with the eyes of faith. We don't accept the sacrifices. Watch, look at your life now. Consider where you are and make a statement of faith in the Trinity God. The God that says all human experience for people of faith has a divine harmony. Amen. That's where we are.